From the Maher Report, Maher Weekly wins. Historic reform on overprescription of antidepressants. Mike Tyson champions real food on Kimmel. Beef is back. And more. This week, HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. tackled over-medicalization during a critical mental health summit. Drug prices continue to fall. The government will protect American ranchers from foreign antitrust violations. And Mike Tyson punches some truth into Jimmy Kimmel. Be sure to keep up to date with all of Maha Major wins. Check out Caitlin Sinclair's Maha Minute each Friday across Maha Action Media channels. Kennedy announces historic reform on over-medicalization speaking at the Maha Institute's Mental Health and Over-Medicalization Summit in Washington, D.C. Secretary Kennedy announced sweeping reforms to official mental health policy. To instigate reforms, HHS, CMS, ACF, HRSA, and SAMHSA jointly issued a letter that sets forth new policy guidance on mental health treatments. The letter urges clinicians and provider organizations to adopt an approach centered on shared decision-making, patient autonomy, and fully informed consent. Patients should receive clear, accessible information about psychiatric medications at the start of treatment, throughout its course, and when discontinuation is considered. This guidance specifies that discussions must cover the medication's purpose, expected benefits, potential adverse effects, monitoring requirements, discontinuation symptoms, risks of abrupt stopping, chances of relapse, and the existence of evidence-based, non-pharmacological options. It notes that shared decision-making in mental health settings can improve patient outcomes. At the Maha Institute event, Kennedy said federal regulators will now prioritize regulations supporting evidence-based alternatives to medication, such as psychotherapy, strengthened social connections, behavioral strategies, sleep care, exercise programs, and dietary improvements. Trump admin cracks down on foreign-owned meatpackers. The Department of Justice DOJ is advancing an antitrust investigation, originally launched in November 2025, into alleged collusion and price-fixing in the U.S. meatpacking industry. USDA Secretary Brooke Rowland spotlighted the problem. Today, just four firms process 85% of U.S. beef, the majority of which are foreign-owned. Rowland's connected the consolidation to several harms: market manipulation, elevated consumer prices, damage to independent ranchers, and threats to national food security. Secretary Rowland's also pointed to broader risks, including potential corruption, cartel involvement, and labor issues. The DOJ's ongoing probe aims to address these anti-competitive practices, safeguard American beef producers, and strengthen the supply chain. Trump restores presidential fitness test. President Trump signed the National Physical Fitness and Sports Month proclamation, stating, in part, "Physical dedication sharpens the mind, steels the will, and produces the kind of character that Americans carry into every aspect of their lives." Speaking in the Oval Office during the signing ceremony, Secretary Kennedy added, "If we were going to maintain our national authority, we had to pay attention to our physical condition, and the physical fitness test was a critical part of that." Drug prices continue to fall, according to a new White House report on President Trump's most favored nation's MFN agreements with pharmaceutical companies. The price for new drugs will deliver $529 billion in domestic savings over 10 years, across all U.S. markets. Citizens who hold themselves to that standard of excellence are capable of meeting any challenge of the world today. He also named May the National Physical Fitness Month. These savings will include private insurance by offering lower launch prices while pressuring other nations to pay more fairly. Secretary Kennedy and CMS Administrator Dr. Mehmet Oz each welcomed lower drug prices. President Trump's most favored nation drug pricing initiative is delivering historic wins for American patients, lowering costs while preserving innovation and ensuring the U.S. no longer pays more than other wealthy nations, said Dr. Oz. Down with prior authorization. Secretary Kennedy praised UnitedHealth for delivering on its June 2025 commitment to reduce prior authorization red tape. Participating plans have already cut prior authorization use by 11%, avoiding delays for 6.5 million procedures. Mike Tyson schools Jimmy Kimmel on RFK Jr. A vocal critic of Secretary Kennedy, comedian Jimmy Kimmel was forced to admit that Kennedy's Maha campaign for real food is beneficial to Americans. On Kimmel's show, Mike Tyson explained why he's all in for Secretary Kennedy and real food. He said he's struggled with obesity and so did his sister, who died in 1990 from health consequences related to her obesity. USDA mandates real food from SNAP retailers. The USDA issued a ruling that requires SNAP-authorized retailers to stock 7 varieties of staple foods across 4 categories: proteins, grains, dairy, and fruits and vegetables. This more than doubles previous requirements, boosts perishable items, emphasizes whole foods, and closes loopholes allowing snack foods to count toward food staples. The changes aim to improve SNAP recipients' access to nutritious options while reducing fraud and abuse.